Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell. My name's Matthew Kidman, and today we're going to look at the viewer's choice, the most searched stocks on the Livewire website. And to join me to talk about it, we've got Chris Stott from 1851 Capital and James Gerrish from Market Matters. Welcome, gentlemen. Here's one that has been absolutely torched, and no wonder everyone's looking at it because it used to be a market darling. Chris, we'll start with you. Appen, buy, hold, or sell?
Sell, Matthew. Earnings were disappointing in the recent release. We think the guidance they've provided for the full year is a bit of a stretch, needs a huge second half to get there. So the last few earnings results have been disappointing from this company now, so we're sitting on the sidelines of the sell.
James, it was only a year and a half ago this was one of the market darlings. It was teaching computers how to understand voices around the world. It was selling to the big tech companies. Been a disaster since. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, I've got a sell on it as well, so I agree with Chris. I think that what the last 12, 18 months shows is the lack of visibility in their earnings for this sort of business. So, you know, some technology businesses have really strong ability to forecast. These guys don't, and that's come home to roost. So, for me, Appen's a sell, even though it's around these, you know, around the $10 level. It's been whacked, but it's a sell.
The next one is not a surprise because it's been a remarkable story. In fact, I'm reading a book about it at the moment called Buy Now, Pay Later. That's how special the company's been. Afterpay, unusual because it's got to take over a bit from Square and it's going to disappear from the Australian landscape. Do we hold on to it or do we sell? Chris, let's go with you, Afterpay.
Hold, Matthew. Nick and Anthony have done a terrific job now since the IPO and a tremendous achievement to secure the deal with Square. We would say to people to hold and to roll into the Square offer. Hold the Square shares if you can. We think that certainly with them as a partner now that they've got significant capital firepower behind them to really drive their next level of growth over the medium to longer term. So hold.
It's a big jump, James, to go with Square. Obviously, they've got a good payment system. They're very big in the US, but they like to trade around in Bitcoin as well. So it's an exotic company to join. Buy, hold, or sell.
Yeah, I'd be holding it if I held Afterpay at this point in time. So obviously the next 12 months are going to be all about integration. So putting the Afterpay business into the Square ecosystem and trying to get a really strong level of growth coming out the other side. For my money at the moment, I'd be a buyer of Zip in the buy now, pay later space. I think that's got more upside in the short term. But I think the other key thing in BNPL at the moment is the validation that we've seen from Square coming in, as well as Amazon doing a deal with a firm. So those two things have really validated the sector. So for mine, it's here to stay. I'd be a holder of Afterpay, but a buyer of Zip.
Okay, so one stock that doesn't seem to be able to get out of the psyche of our readers and our followers, but has done really poorly recently, is A2 Milk. Struggling, bad result, down again. Finding it hard in China. James, A2 Milk, buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, I've got a buy on it, and it's a cautious buy. I think the market has gotten now too negative on it. They've moved from being overly optimistic on A2's growth prospects to now being too pessimistic. So from a risk-reward perspective, I think it's a buy down at these levels. I think you'll either get a bid or a bounce in A2 Milk at the very least, so it's a buy.
Chris, no one likes the milkshake anymore. It used to be the celebratory drink of the Australian share market, but for the last couple of years, it's been terrible. Struggling in China, buy, hold, or sell?
buy. So it's fallen from market darling to market dud, hasn't it? And so that's normally when you want to buy. So we think that at the moment they've got through the worst in terms of the fall away in earnings, particularly into China and the Daigou channel in particular. So we think they're getting through the worst of that. And as James said, the stock's got corporate appeal. We've seen transactions in that sector around the world over the last 12 months, certainly much higher multiples than it trades on at the moment. So buy.
Okay, I'm not sure with this next one whether the readers are actually looking for expensive candles or the stock. Dust Group, buy, hold or sell?
Sell. The company are over-earning in terms of their margins. They've been a huge COVID beneficiary over the last 12 months. The CEO's just sold 5% of his holding more recently on market. So that's normally a signal for what we typically like to follow what the insiders are doing. In this case, they're selling. So we'd put a sell on it too.
James, does Dust light you up? Buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, I'm going to go slightly on the other side of that. So I've got a buy here, Matthew. I think, I'm cautious retail and I completely get Chris's view around management selling down of stock. I think this is now too cheap to ignore. So if we look at the growth available in the outer years in a fragmented part of the market, I think Dusk does pretty well in the longer term. So I think the price decline is a buying opportunity.
Okay, we might have gone a bit sour on the milk, but we definitely like our lithium in Australia. Pilbara Minerals, unbelievably a market cap of $6.5 billion. Buy, hold or sell?
It is unbelievable, Matthew, the rise of the lithium stocks here in Australia. I've got a hold on the stock. I think it's would be a buy if it dropped down below $2. So we own other names in the lithium space, Independence Group we have in the portfolio, and also like Orocobre, but PLS, a buy into weakness, a hold for now.
Chris, it's an interesting one. It's a thematic we can't avoid. Australia's right in the middle of it with lithium and batteries. Pilbara, expensive. Buy, hold or sell?
So, Matthew, it's been one of the best performing stocks on the ASX over the last 12 months, a significant run, and rightfully so. Lithium is going to be a big part of the world for the many decades to come, in particular in the car space. But we think that short term, the stock's run way too hard here. We start to sell.
Readers, all interesting stocks, but it seems like the battery's gone flat on a few of them. I really enjoyed that show. If you did as well, why don't you subscribe to the Livewire YouTube channel so you can watch it all the time.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.